We're going to come back to worship in a bit, but first I'm going to invite Chris up to speak. And also, today is a special day for Chris. Today is Chris's birthday. And Chris is a member of our senior leadership team. We love Chris. We love Chris and his family, Helena and Jessica and Rafi. So I'm going to pray for Chris. He's going to come and share with us this morning. But Father God, I thank you for Chris's life. I thank you for the anointing over him, that you have placed a clear calling on his life. And I pray your mighty blessing over the next year, the next decade ahead. And I pray as he speaks to us this morning that you would anoint the words he says in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. Thanks for singing to me. It's the first time today. So, no, in a good way. No, there'll be more songs later, I'm sure. Don't worry. We'll be okay. I was helping out with the Christmas experience, in December, which you've probably heard of. And I was stood over there, sort of where Sam and Claire are sitting. There was a station over there. And, I was just running one of the stations, and one of the kids comes along, and just, they're year three, so 7 and 8, and they look at me and they go, "How old are you?" You know, the way that kids do. And then I asked that dreaded question, which you shouldn't really ask back to kids when they ask you, but, "How old do you think I am?" And this child looked at me with wide eyes and said, 57. So that was encouraging. I'm not 57. I'm 38 today. Yeah. So it's going to be a good year. I'm going to need some help this morning. Perfect. So if you're a little one, then just be on alert this morning. Okay. Cause I'm going to need a few hands and a little bit of help. I'm just wondering if anyone here currently owns a hamster. Does anyone own a hamster? Can you? The Parsons. The Parsons own a hamster. Anyone else own a hamster? Has anyone ever owned a hamster? Brilliant. Okay. Right. What does a hamster spend a lot of its time doing? Apart from sleeping. Going round on a wheel. Well done, Jackie. Going round and round on a wheel. When I was preparing for this morning, I had this image of a hamster wheel in my head. I couldn't get it out. And I was thinking about it, and I wanted to start this morning by bringing that image before you and thinking about the way that life sometimes is. That we run on this wheel of life, and we're busy, 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 and we work, and we work, and we work, and we got stuff going on all the time, and we got friendships and stuff to keep up with. We're running and running and running. It reminded me of this scene in this film. I don't know if you've seen it. The Secret Life of Pets. Anyone seen that film? A few people. The second one, there's this amazing scene in the film, and I wish I could show it to you, but I can't because of copyright. And there's a hamster, and the hamster is in the cage, and he's running on the wheel, and he's just, I run, and I run, and I run, and I run, and I get out, and I've gone nowhere. And he just says, nowhere. And he looks out at the cage, and he's like, and it feels like that sometimes in life, doesn't it? We've just gone nowhere. It feels like sometimes we're running the wheel of life, and it feels like we're just not making any progress sometimes. We're just running and running and running, and we get off and we've gone nowhere. I want to bring that image before you because the first thing I want us to do this morning together at the beginning of this new year, which is an amazing opportunity to be here, isn't it, on the second day of the year? It's like, what a privilege to be together on the second day of the year. The first thing I want us to do just in this moment, okay, now, it doesn't have to continue when you leave the doors, but just for now, let's just get off the wheel, okay? Let's just get off the hamster wheel. Let's just get off the running and the running and the doing and the doing and the working and the work. Let's just step off the wheel for a moment. Okay? Step off the wheel. Today, we're introducing to you a new series of conversations and teaching and communication that we want to do all around the idea of being a wholehearted follower of Jesus. This is what we're launching into at the beginning of this new year. What does it mean for us to be wholehearted followers of Jesus? And we're going to try and do that out of the book of John, and particularly chapter 15. So if you've got a Bible with you, or you've got a phone with you that has it on, can I encourage you to switch it on or turn to John chapter 15? Because I want to read a few verses from this amazing passage. John chapter 15. Beautiful. All right, let's go. This is Jesus speaking. He says this. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So my second question this morning to you is this, and we're going to try and find some answers from the room, particularly from any little ones, but beyond that too. What do you think the qualities of a good gardener are? What do you think the qualities of a good gardener are? Lucy, are you ready to just run around with a little microphone there? Just wait, what are the qualities of a good gardener? Let's have some interaction this morning. Qualities of a good gardener. Come on now. Yeah, Cameron.
Excellent fertilizer.
Good fertilizer. Excellent. Very good.
Perseverance.
Very good.
Patience.
Yep. We got a few. Yep. Pays attention to the weather. Excellent.
Knows which are the weeds and which are the good plants.
Yeah. Knows the weeds from the plants. I know Cameron's at the back there. He's waving.
He never gives up.
Never gives up. Onnie Milne. Qualities of a good gardener.
My daughter said don't put your hand up, so I'm putting it up.
Yeah.
Do you have a quality though?
No.
Oh. Just embarrassing her daughter. Emily's over there too. Yeah, we're coming.
The right plant in the right setting.
The right plants in the right setting. Very good.
To be in the garden as much as possible.
Being in the garden as much as possible. Anyone else? Qualities of a good gardener. I wrote down some qualities that I thought were of a good gardener too, which, by the way, I am absolutely not. I tried to grow a few things during the first lockdown, and it didn't work. Grass was one of them. I planted it too late, and I didn't really realize, and it's not very good. A good gardener knows the garden. A good gardener knows the seasons. A good gardener knows what to plant and when to plant it and where to plant it. A good gardener knows the best conditions. The good gardener knows what to cut off and what to prune, the weeds from the plants. I asked Jessica and Rafi, my daughters, what they thought. Rafi said, a good gardener is strong. She's a good one. Good gardener might have to be strong sometimes. Jessica said that something like a good gardener is always gardening. Is that kind of the thing you said? Consistent. A good gardener is consistent, like always gardening. A good gardener. Now, let's read this again. Verse 1. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Okay, so we stepped the hamster wheel, okay, just for a moment. Just the running and the running and the doing and the doing and the working and the all this stuff. We'll just pause from that for a moment, okay? Jesus says, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. Don't you find the imagery of God the Father as the gardener incredibly wonderful? The fact that our Father in heaven is tending to the garden with all the qualities and more that we just talked about. The good gardener. He is the gardener. What does he say? Jesus. The gardener cuts off every branch in me that does not bear fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. You see, what I would love us to do at the beginning of this year, 2022, what I would love us to do is to not be thinking so much of the doingness of our lives, the goal setting, the resolutions, the doing stuff. Let's just pause that for a moment. And let's just surrender to the work of the gardener. Whew. Does that take some pressure off? Chloe just talked about that in her prophetic word. Does that take some pressure off? Okay, I don't have to just run the wheel all the time. I don't have to just keep going and going and working and working and doing and focus everything on. Let's start the year. I'm going to surrender to the work of the gardener. Because I'm going to allow him to tend to my life. Because he knows what to cut off and what to prune. He knows the best conditions for fruitfulness. He's always in the garden. Jesus says, I am the true vine, which implies something to me, and I don't know if I'm right in implying this, but it implies that there maybe are false vines. If he's the true vine, there must be a false vine or vines. Things that we are connected to that would be better for us not to be connected to. Because the vine is in the garden, is planted in the garden, which is tended to by the gardener, our Father. And maybe there are some things in the garden that we're connected to that we need to be cut off from. And so my third question to you this morning is, what might the gardener be cutting off in your life? And what might the gardener be pruning? The thing with cutting off a branch and pruning a branch is that it's quite similar. It kind of looks and feels the same, but the result is completely different. So what I want to pray for us this morning and into this year is that we would have good discernment to know what the Father is cutting off and what the Father is pruning. Because so much of this life and this passage and our activity in God's kingdom is about fruitfulness. And fruitfulness is primarily about remaining. Remaining. Oh, is that good? Remaining. What does Jesus say? Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. How many people be just trying to be fruitful on their own? You've just been working and going and running and you're trying to be fruitful, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of fruit showing up. This is about remaining. This is about surrendering to the work of the gardener. Remain in me as I remain in you. Jesus says, verse 5, I am the vine and you are the branches. I said this to the 8 o'clock guys, with all due respect, you're just a branch. All due respect. You're a lovely branch. You look great. You got grapes, probably some leaves. It's good. But with all due respect, you're just a branch. Jesus says, I'm the vine. He's planted in the garden, which is tended to by our Father, the gardener, and you are the branches. Apart from me, Jesus says, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And so, I don't know about you, but I don't want to go into 2022 doing nothing. I don't want to do nothing this year. I don't want to do nothing. I want to be fruitful this year. I would love to be fruitful this year. But my key to fruitfulness and your key to fruitfulness, all of our keys to fruitfulness, is remaining. So step off the wheel. Take a breath. Surrender to the work of the gardener. Remain in Jesus. Fruit will come. Yeah? That's really good. And we could take a deep breath this morning. And if you're feeling the pressure already 2 days into the year, you can take a breath this morning. You can take a breath this morning. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Right, I'm going to finish. So as we start the year, could we start this year not mostly aware of the doingness of our lives, not mostly aware of the work and the stress and the running and the running and the relationships and the... Could we start our year not most aware of the doingness of our lives, but most aware of our trust in and the work of the gardener? Could we just start our year like that? Could we start our year surrendering our lives to the work of the gardener, trusting that he will tend to the garden of our lives because he knows what he's doing and we are just a branch? So you might need to let go of some control this morning, because you're trying to garden your life. And God is saying, let me do it. Let go of control. Allow me to tend to the garden of your life. Let's take a breath this morning and let's do that. I wanted to do some commissioning this morning. I was chatting to Helena about it. I was going to have you write some things on a piece of paper and hold them up, and we'd all go, we want to be commissioned into this thing this year. The trouble with that is that we often gravitate towards the doing, because we would probably, a lot of us, write my job, my whatever thing that I do. We would probably gravitate towards doing things. And so I wanted to not do that. Instead, we're going to commission ourselves and allow God to commission us into something different as we start the year. So what I'm going to ask us to do is I'm going to ask us to stand. Because this is impossible without Jesus, without his Holy Spirit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I was reading these verses in Corinthians a couple of nights ago. Paul's writing about his teaching, his preaching. He's like, my message doesn't come to you with wise and persuasive words. It comes with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that you might not rely on human wisdom, but you might rely on God's power. That's what Paul writes. I don't want to come to you this morning with wise and persuasive words. I want to come to you with setting an environment that the Holy Spirit can act in and be present in, because then our faith will rest on God's power, not on what I've said or what anyone else has said. So let's do that now. Let's allow God, let's allow his Spirit to come and to commission us into the new year. So just take a moment to pause. And just where you are, particularly if you're someone who's feeling the pressure this morning, just take a physical breath. Take a breath. take a breath and allow God to take the weight of your life this morning. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to come and to do what he wants to do. And if you're, particularly if you're a young one in the room, if you're a child particularly, can I encourage you in your mind to imagine God as the Father at work in a garden? And if you imagine your life like a garden, and you've got this amazing gardener working in your life, just imagine that for a moment. Okay, the first thing I want to do is just encourage you to just to let go a little bit, okay? Just to let go a little bit this morning. Let go of the control of things that you might be trying to grab hold of. Just surrender them to the Lord. Father, we let go of control this morning, where we're trying to grab at our lives and make them work. We let go. Help us to let go. That's a good place to start. And kids, I want you to, if you're engaged with this, I want you just to hold on to that image of the garden. I want you to imagine God the Father digging up plants and planting plants and watering the plants and throwing seeds in the ground and growing grass that's really good. I want you to imagine God at work in your life. And there are four things that I felt that the Holy Spirit wanted to commission us into at the beginning of this year. You might have more, and in which case, go away and definitely do this with God. But there were four things, okay? So I want us to pray into these now and ask the Holy Spirit to commission us into these four things. Number one, Holy Spirit, we ask that you would commission us at the beginning of this year into remaining, not just to doing. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would commission us at the beginning of this year to surrender to the work of the gardener. Number two. To surrender to the work of the gardener. Number three. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would commission us into the beginning of this year to recommitting to the vine. And number four, Holy Spirit, we ask that you would commission us at the beginning of this year into being a branch. Jesus says, I am the vine. My Father is the true gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. We ask, Father, that this would be a year of significant fruit, that we would be fruitful as we surrender to your work and we remain in you, Jesus. And we ask all these things in your name. And everybody said together, in a very loud voice. Amen. It's like forced fun, isn't it? No one likes that. Worship team are going to come join, I think. Lucy, you going to do anything now? You're not? You don't want to? I'm joking. Why don't we worship for a while? Why don't we give thanks to God again? Let's take that stuff of remaining. Let's maybe commit to staying off the hamster wheel for a while longer, if we can. I don't know, whatever it is that God's doing, but let's worship together for a little while, and then it'll be time to finish. Let's worship.